Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. We have Gary Richard Arnold, who is one of my co-broadcasters on our Newsstream Network. And by the way, it'll be launching over the weekend, and hopefully the early next week we'll be broadcasting on all four networks: Genesis, Red State Talk Radio, Revolution Radio, and Rents Network. Plus, we're syndicating out and applying with a big marketing package to over 2,000 radio stations. We hope to get on. We're also going to be immediately broadcasting on Alexa, Amazon Alexa, TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, Google Plus, and also archiving all of our shows for each sub-broadcaster, including our network show on Blueberry.com. So that's our Blueberry, basically, which is Deagle-Network.com. So amazing information. Carly, you've got lots of stuff to cover today. Let's get started.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to veer off. The first thing I thought I was going to mention was foundations. But I want to talk about the banking establishment going all the way back before the United States. It was actually Hamilton that put together the New York Bank in 1784. And joining him was a man by the name of Isaac Roosevelt, and they created the Bank of New York. Now, members during their meeting in March 1784 included a John Roosevelt, Alexander Hamilton, and Isaac Roosevelt. And Isaac Roosevelt is a great-great-grandfather of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But what's amazing is that there was a Clinton Roosevelt who beat Karl Marx to codifying the Illuminati control of a total government, selling socialism as a boon for the lower class, while really hating the bourgeoisie and giving, only enslaving the middle class. Right. But he wrote a book called The Science of Government, and this was in 1841, which predates Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. But in that particular book called The Science of Government, founded on natural law by Clinton Roosevelt, 1841, published in New York, he goes through and he talks about what's being established today under the guise of carbon tax and carbon control of everybody. And in the book, kind of like Nelson Rockefeller's The New Federalism or Philip Drew's The Diary of Philip Drew, which is a blueprint for an American dictatorship, this Clinton Roosevelt writes that there should be a grand marshal that uses appointed people, physiologists, philosophers, farmers, and mechanics, to be chosen by the grand marshal and accountable to him, so that there will be a match between production and consumption. So they wanted total control under the so-called science of government. And the various merchants would report to him, this, I'm quoting this now, of what he writes, the various merchants will report to him and demand the demand and supplies in every line of business, as will be seen hereafter. And includes agriculture and commerce and manufacturing and regional areas, depending upon the...
You know that when Karl Marx put his thing together, he didn't invent anything. He went to the London Library and accumulated information on sociology that was accumulated in the London Library for several hundred years. So Karl Marx didn't invent any of this philosophy, did he?
A renunciation. I know there's copies, proofs of a conspiracy by John Robison, who was an Englishman who exposed the Illuminati, and that was there was a Frenchman when the French Abbe Belwell's article on the Jacobism, the two books lined up, even though the authors didn't know each other. So the conspiracy was approached from two different directions by two people that didn't know each other. So they gave us a pretty good model and report of what it actually was. And we see this attempt time after time with dictatorships that want to control in each and everything. And of course, Woodrow Wilson was their boy. And in 1915, he appointed Bernard Baruch to have a plan for all kinds of products, and he had the War Industries Board and was responsible for the factories and the raw materials and the products and what would go to consumers and what would go to the military. And that it, even after the war, they kept it on. They kept this element of total control over the top through the National Recovery Administration through Roosevelt. But what they really got away with was the establishment of the Federal Reserve Board, which is a private bank and reports to nobody. And of course, you've got some of the players in there, the first New York head, which is the only branch of the 12 that count, was Pierre Jay, member of Skull and Bones. And later from the Depression in 1929 until the Second World War, you had the another member that was a member of Skull and Bones. But it's just amazing that this history and the relationships between each other is still connected, and it's still a conspiracy, and it's still something that can be tangibly exposed. Now, when this money trust printed their papers, they honored Woodrow Wilson, who was nothing more than Colonel House's tool. The only piece of paper that was redeemable in gold was their $100,000 bill, and Woodrow Wilson's picture is on that. Lincoln's Secretary of Treasury, Samuel Chase, is on the $10,000 bill, and of course, Franklin on the $100 and Lincoln on the $5. Of course, Lincoln was trying to reproduce United States notes and get, prevent the central bank, as was Andrew Jackson and all the others. But we've been warned against this control of money and how it would affect us, and that our children would be, starving to death or, without a country in the land that their fathers founded. And that's where we are today with these poor kids being drugged and out of their mind and being propagandized out of their minds also. But it was...
and educated out of their minds, because the education system...
And we see it today with the lie of the, man-made climate change. And anybody that attends any of the meetings in their local community will see this lie perpetrated, and under the guise of it's good for the community, and anybody that desires anything else is selfish, and it's empowering the state, which they claim is the greatest thing. It's the state that marches through history and determines outcomes, and so of course the elite support that, because they're in the driver's seat. They're up front with their foundations, which I wanted to get into also, the importance of how huge pools of money are exempted and were exempted from the day that the income tax was delivered.
Well, it was designed right from the very beginning, wasn't it? Right?
Yeah. And those foundations are a tool. They're not. They shouldn't. They should just be abolished. If somebody wants to give their charity, pay their damn taxes, and then do their charity. But what they've done is give them a protective color cover, and they're out there politicking full time. You talk about somebody colluding or using a fund for campaigning. All you need to do is look at any. Almost any foundation, and especially those like Common Cause that were founded by the Rockefellers or Carnegie or Ford or Pillsbury or the rest of them, they're involved in politics all of the time, and it's part of their way to control and determine what's happening in the local areas. You'll find those people that are selling. That's why we have such an echo chamber.
Exactly.
Directed hatred against...
Keep that thought. We'll be right back, Gary.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Okay, we're going back on. Keep on the phone now.
All right, we're on the phone.
And we're back. So, Gary, we just did a demo on the break there with the new Digigram Blue. It's really amazing software to France. We'll have up to six callers and guests, including myself, a caller calling in. They'll hit the button, let's say, NutraMedical, to actually be invited. They'll answer the invitation. They'll literally go on there. Boom, they'll pop up on the screen. We also have yourself. We did a demo just now. It worked perfectly fine. You can be anywhere in the world, and as long as you have internet, we can do it. We can also bring in people even on Skype or Telegram or go to meeting, and that'll merge the audio from these other sources as well. So this is going to allow me to be able to board up and pull in people, and just boom, we're all set up. So pretty amazing, eh?
That's terrific.
Yeah, please continue. I wanted to go over this because there really is not a change in the last couple hundred years in British policy. And even Karl Marx and the invention of communism, people don't understand. The British, working with the Vatican and the Jesuit Black Pope, actually were the ones that actually took down the Bolsheviks and the Romanovs. The same thing goes with China, with the support of Mao Zedong. It was British support and even British and American weapons made in the West that actually were supplied to Mao Zedong to put down his own people. And he effectively, over several different revolutions against him, he killed almost 100 million people in China. People don't know this, do they?
Yeah, well, when you think about it, you go back to the War of 1812 when the British were flying the American flag in order to get us in the war. And then when Lusitania went through the, submarine alley, they had flown the American flag on a Lusitania. In fact, I think Colonel House was on the Lusitania at one time when they went through, trying to... play like that, they were neutral, and they weren't. And of course, at the same time, you had Roosevelt sending them 150,000 rifles and 80 destroyers and all this. So there was no way that the United States was neutral. And when you're supplying a belligerent weapons and ammunition and and those type of things, you're it's legal to go after you because you have a right to survive. So
right.
we were definitely deliberately put in that First World War, which they had the outline and the plans for the League of Nations afterwards, in which again Wilson and Colonel House and all the boys were involved. They were playing the Soviet Union at the time, which was still in kind of a civil war with some of the White Russians. It took them a while to capture the rest of the Russia base, and the United States was important in protecting the Soviets then. And I believe there was an American force even way over in the Asian portion of Russia, Vladivostok or some name that sounds equivalent to that. We had troops there. Holding down the fort for the communist regime.
I don't think people realize just exactly what's going on, do they?
No. Yeah, communism never came from Beijing or Havana or Moscow. It came from London and New York.
It came from academics in London primarily, then America too, didn't it?
Well, the power between our independence was never totally complete, and it's kind of hard to sever everything. But the secret organizations such as the Pilgrim Society, very powerful. And today, if people look up, and they should probably you probably get free newsletters from them, the Atlantic Council. And you'll find that a lot of the players under the various presidents, whether it's Obama or Bush or even Trump, you'll find members of the Atlantic Union or the Atlantic Council involved. And they're globalists, you know, that's their deal. They're the working for the elite. And that elite is networked with the Deadly Club of Rome. They subscribe to the Georgia Guidestone protocols of reducing the world's population, and you can see that has already been occurring, and it was praised by Rockefeller when the Mao murdered, 70, 80 million people systematically. So, the same events are going on around the world, and in fact, forgot who I talked to lately. I guess it wasn't you, but he knew somebody from Uganda, I guess it was. And the guy was really alert and was aware of the danger of Bill Gates and the vaccines and so forth. And I think there was a number of black Catholic bishops also that protested the delivery of vaccines that were making their women sterile and their children sterile. So this is ongoing, and it was ongoing ever since the Rockefeller Foundation or General Board of Education, I think they called it when it first came out, and a Cold Springs Harbor testing area in which they experimented with people, and then you had the experimentation with the black college, in which they allowed black men, they didn't let them know that they had syphilis, they just wanted to watch. And
yeah, they watched on purpose. I saw black men who were in that group back in the 70s when I worked in the 90s, actually in Georgia, and I actually saw them, but they were in that group. And they were having the long-term effects of long-term syphilis, and they were being monitored by the government, these academic departments and universities, like University of Georgia. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty crazy, eh?
I can't think of the Tuskegee. I forgot the name of the college.
The Tuskegee program, right.
And,
exactly, yeah.
In fact, Rockefeller was in charge of that. Actually, George Washington Carver, who I agreed with a lot of his suggestions about getting work and starting getting a footing, and actually Rockefeller supported him for a while, but only to his own benefit, and wasn't long term, as we can see. Even when I was a kid back in the 50s, the blacks had a better family rate than most of the population, and they supplanted and destroyed the black family and destroyed their religion and brought up this black culture.
Well, they're more conservative than the actual many of the whites and other racial subgroups in America, and since the last 70 years, the tide of the Democrats has not only tried to abort their babies in utero, which means they're 7 times more likely to be aborted as their black babies in utero, but also to reduce their family fertility and also got the men out of the home. So, well, 85% plus of the homes now are man-free. They're basically no man because the women can't get benefits unless there's no man in the house. I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? And that's by design.
Yeah, and of course, that was the feminist. She said she was working for the CIA. Frieden, well, I forgot her name, but the one with the long hair. It was to get the women into the workplace and to break up the family. And then, of course, what would be left? The children would be left to the state institutions for education. And then you look at Planned Parenthood today and the destruction and slaughter of primarily blacks, but everybody goes unabated.
Well, it's by design. Now what they want to do is just basically bring this giant population of illegals that are not only free labor, but 86% of them, their first generation, vote Democrat.
Right.
That's why Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, they're trying to...
They don't have to brainwash them because they have no sense of American history or individual.
Exactly. Keep that thought. We'll be right back. If you don't believe this, we have the facts. Listen to it. Go to news-expose.org. Gary Richard will not only be on our program on the third hour on Fridays, but have his own show on the network as well soon.
My doctor makes... Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And please continue, Gary, because this is a lot of information, but what you're overly doing is connecting all the dots of all the players, both inside and outside the current government or administration, not just in America, but around the world, that have got a global conspiracy. Even under Trump, the reason why he's not accomplishing everything, and Tucker Carlson is complaining he's not accomplished the three major things he's done, is he's confused, he's stressed, and he needs to be more Trumpian. If he could actually sit down and talk for half an hour to you and me and our other called Samuel team, which I'm working hard to get, a mano-a-mano talk to Trump, beyond a filter, hopefully the new person in the White House will allow him to talk to alternative media. It would change things dramatically, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I looked up, I think it was William Barr. He didn't look too good, some of his bona fides, so I don't know who's going to be who yet. But the importance of secrecy of these networks is more important than actually a lot of the end games that they're playing, because this octopus has more than eight slimy legs. There's hundreds of them. But they're controlled through a finer concentric brain. There's a handful at the top, handful of families that run most of this stuff, and they'll accept and digest some fresh people from time to time, the Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and other people. But in time, they normally are expunged like some infection you have on your arm or something.
Right.
It's seldom that their people stay there. It'll always end up Morgans and Lamonts and Pillsbury's and Bush's. So, but the L.A. Times was I was brought up in Southern California, and the powerful L.A. Times I thought was Republican. I think I mention, I believed them when they told me that Castro was the Robin Hood of Cuba, but turns out that I proved myself wrong, and that I found out many years later that Chandler, the head of the newspaper, belonged to a secret society. So it took a long time for me to get it, but people get it concentrated and canned, and it's kind of hard to take it in doses like we dish it out, but they're going to have to get it to save themselves and their children. But this L.A. Times, I'm going to read Little Orphan Annie back in the early 80s. Leonard Starr, who drafted and composed the characters in it, went after the Trilateral Commission. I'm just going to read a couple squares out of just this one comic that of Little Orphan Annie. He says, and he's referring to, he calls it the Pan-Continental Alliance. He's really talking about the Trilateral Commission.
Right.
He says, it's a group consisting of the most powerful international banks and multinational conglomerates in the U.S., Western Europe, and Japan. Ostensibly formed to improve trade and economic growth among the countries for the mutual benefit of all. Little Orphan Annie says, but isn't that's good, isn't it? And he said, if it were actually true, yes, but their actual purpose is to control the economy of the free world to feed their insatiable greed. But can't the governments of those countries stop them? He says, oh, yes. So they plan to have their own men elected as leaders of those countries, presidents, prime ministers, and chancellors, and then it's Little Orphan Annie says, and presidents? So you can see this is pretty dangerous to be going out in a Sunday newspaper where, you know, many families in the 80s would, you know, the paper would sit around the living room for a day or two. But within 8 months, Little Orphan Annie was verboten, and the controls went in. And, of course, we now expect, we understand the media is the, you know, the globalist propaganda network, whether it's electronic or books or newspapers. But the they've also, we see our kids coming back with their Marxist ideas. But the other thing, we talked a little earlier about the foundations and the Federal Reserve, and the wealthy have preserved their pools of money in foundations.
Yeah, and by the way, they're trying to crash the economy so they take out Trump. I'm looking at Drudge now, and says, so Schiff digs into Trump's personal finances. That's through the Attorney General in New York. And, of course, we have the rat, Cohen, coming clean. He's actually had an interview that apparently shocked everybody. But the fact there's still no collaboration to indicate a crime. I mean, what they're trying to do is create something so they can have an impeachable defense. But even with the fact they don't have the Senate and the Supreme Court, no impeachment's going to happen. Trump is going to sail in. There's no Democrat that's going to counter him. The Democrats have no policy to create an economy that's bolstering. In fact, if they want to get elected, and Bill Maher said this on his show, a late-night comedy, that they have to crash the economy to get rid of Trump, don't they?
Right. Well, they're not interested in the strong United States anyway. It's all about world government. They'd rather have the United States a second or third power because their whole goal is global. They don't want any strong nation getting its own ideas or trying to form its own destiny. And God forbid that it be self-government, that people let themselves decide what directions and how to maintain their liberties, which was the first charge of our founders, is the government's here to protect individual liberty, not the good of the state. And
right.
So that's the enemy, is individual liberty and self-government. And these foundations, which are immune from taxes or from all these political things such as participating in elections. I mean, that's such total nonsense because all they do is work to brainwash to get people to vote in a direction that will surrender their individual liberty for the good of the state. And they make up things. Russian collusion, there isn't such a crime.
It doesn't exist, does it?
Able to create this whole...
if there's collusion, it's collusion on the side of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. He took $500,000 for, I think, an hour speech. There's like $122 million getting in their pockets. To the foundation, that doesn't include all their affiliates, attorneys, and so on, including Podesta. They got money, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. know, you remember Podesta was the chief aide of Leon Panetta, the espionage collaborator. Podesta's, they've always had the child trafficking. In fact, Jim Jones and his crew was killed off with this Kool-Aid. Somebody told me the other day he was shot in the face. He hadn't drank any of the Kool-Aid, that there were people making sure that everybody was dead there. I haven't had a chance to check that one out, but Jim Jones provided the mixed racial groups that would show up to various supervisor and Sacramento meetings. It was basically a rent-a-crowd. And he also, you'll see hundreds of pictures of him around with young children. And he was a child trafficker for Bohemian Grove and the Elite in San Francisco and Sacramento. So, not that much has changed. There's pictures of him, Jim Jones and Dianne Feinstein. There's pictures of Jim Jones and Willie Brown, who was the head of the California legislature, the Democratic head of the state assembly.
Exactly.
In one of his Associated Press radio talks, he advocating getting rid of all the cities and all the counties and running the whole state from Sacramento.
Wow.
So this falls directly in line with what we talked about last week, was this nation of Pacifica that's designed to be made out of five states in the West, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, and California. And they're going to get rid of the Constitution. It's going to be a carbon-based society run on a progressive platform. So,
right.
This is, and you look at the Chinese involvement. You got Panetta with the Chinese collaborative buddy, Huda Lacy. You got Feinstein with her so-called chauffeur that had been around since not 20 years ago, but 40 years ago. And he's sitting there writing voter registration for Dianne Feinstein 40 years ago.
And amazing, isn't it?
And gets filthy rich by setting up trade deals with the government.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back with Gary Richard Arnold, connecting all the dots and all the players on the demonic left and right, the GOP rhinos and the demon rats on the left, both marching us toward the New World Order over the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention all shoppers. What do you think is going to happen between now and New Year? Are we going to get a thing going to protect Trump? Are we going to start a second investigation? Will Bill Barr be the AG? Are we going to move forward in terms of getting rid and getting Muellergate over? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think what next has to happen is that Trump needs to use some of his executive power to round up some of these conspirators, these criminals that are affecting them. And there better be some groups or some states out there with enough independent power to go after them. I mean, in the state of California in particular, we've got outright treason happening up and down the state. It's god-awful. When I was complaining a little bit earlier about the the Chinese contacts with Feinstein and Panetta. You've also got Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and John Kerry, Skull and Bones, his stepson, Christopher, have multi-million-dollar deals with the Chinese government also. And so does Mitch McConnell, whose wife is Chinese.
Right.
So you've got the whole upper class in bed with the communist Chinese, which they can very well run their world platform there for a while the United States, slumps down into poverty. And,
exactly. Yeah. So in other words, they get wealthy while America dies.
Yeah, and that's why the borders are open. They want to defang the United States so it has no strike-back ability. So if they can get people into the country without the history, and if they can continue the successful brainwashing they're doing in the colleges and schools, confusing, people's children even about their sex, and the parents sitting around and allowing this to happen, it's really in our hands. I mean, the people here, the parents, and where you buy your products. I mean, people can have an effect on a lot of different things, and you need to start showing up to some of the council meetings. Understand where these Soviets, these cogs, these councils of government are meeting inside your community, because you're in one of these Soviets, whether you know it or not. You need to get two or three people, get a GoPro or get one of your healthy cell phones and record these meetings, and you can identify both the technique that they use, which was developed by the RAND Corporation and Tavistock and the rest of them, and see how people are manipulated. What's interesting is people can go, I suggest they get on television and look up a couple of examples of hypnotism. They're kind of fun to watch, and they're absolutely amazing. But what one of the professionals said is that how hypnotism works is, if you don't know how it works, he said it'd be very hard for anybody to hypnotize him. So once we tell people, once they can see that they're being played, once they get slapped out of the trance, they can't. We've protected them, so it's not all lost. The trick is to be able to get them beyond to see how they're manipulated, and that's what happened to me. Like I mentioned, years and years ago, when I thought Castro, I was just repeating that Castro was the Robin Hood of Cuba, and once I followed the trail and figured out I was lied to, it just reversed how I thought, and I can see what's going on, like you can see it.
Right.
And other people can see it also, but watch some of these, how quick and easy it is for these people to hypnotize whole classes or groups. There's some interesting ones on Santa Cruz Beach you might want to do. There's some eye candy if somebody wants to watch how quick and how sometimes just movements of the hand or so forth can change somebody. And if a person can do that, imagine what they can do with hour after hour of CNN and TV and all the other techniques that have been developed scientifically, from MKUltra way back to Manchurian Candidate to from Brazil. There's other ways to Stasi.
Right. I like to use it in the analogy that hypnotism is simply shutting down the frontal lobe so there's no filter for information going in and reprogramming it.
Yeah, it's amazing. The one guy snaps his finger and he says, you're going to see, DiCaprio, which is a dream idol of a lot of girls, and and she's got her eyes closed. He's already got her in the state, and he snaps his finger, and she opens her eyes, and she sees DiCaprio, and of course her girlfriend's standing around her laughing because they can't figure it out, and she's going, "Oh my God!" And then he'll have her take off a shoe, so the next time you open your eyes, you're going to see the cutest little puppy you ever saw, and she'll cuddle and talk to her shoe. And then he'll say, well, it's an octopus or a squid or something like that, and she'll throw the shoe away from her real quick like she was holding something icky or gooey.
Right.
But, I mean, it's that quick, and...
It is. Now, I've got a question for you. I'm going to change the subject a bit.
Sure.
We've got here in the last few minutes, we've got Mick Mulvaney now. Is going to be the acting chief of staff. I don't know if he's the final one. And Christie said, no, he didn't want to be the chief of staff. What do you think of Mick Mulvaney? Because I think he's a pretty good guy. What do you think?
I don't have enough information about him. I don't know of him.
Yeah, what I've seen so personally is he's aligned with Trump's economic policy. I'm not sure about everything else, but economically, he's definitely on side, isn't he?
Nick Mulvaney, M-A-L-V-E-N-Y?
V-A-N-E-Y. M-U-L-V-A-N-E-Y. Mick Mulvaney.
Mick. M-I-K?
M-I-C-K, I believe.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
And,
oh, here we go. Wikipedia. Usually the early schools, you can find them. Okay, early life. Alexander, Virginia. Charlotte, North Carolina. Catholic school. Georgetown. Of course, Georgetown's Jesuit, I think, but that's... I went to Catholic school, Harvard Business School, so I don't see anything real evil yet, and I don't see Trilateral Commission, I haven't gone that far. Watchdog group, I don't know, for the responsibility and ethics, it doesn't sound likely. Well... Okay, it says Mulvaney speaking at a campaign event for Senator Rand Paul in 2015. So,
he's a libertarian, which is good.
Yeah. No, this looks good because that might help blunt John Bolton, some of the warriors out there. And
of course, we have last a minute or two. We have France teetering on a revolution there, with some trying to stop the sale of yellow coats. They're part of the revolutionary signature.
Well, if California were alert, if they hadn't been all hypnotized, the population would not have voted for the increase in the gas tax. I just talked to somebody that came back from Arizona, and the gas is $1.20 cheaper a gallon.
Right.
And the people here are paying more, $1.20, plus they voted for more taxes and an increase in registration. And
anyway, did you hear that Moscow is setting up a military base in the Caribbean? They moved their long-range bombers to Venezuela. I've been a whistleblower that they moved their nuclear submarines last year or plus to Venezuela and the Orinoco River. People need to understand that the Russians are playing a hard game on both sides, and there's a lot of Russian generals that want to be able to threaten to nuke America because they know the Joint Strike Fighter, F-35, is not a strike fighter at all. It's a long-range stealth bomber. And so while Trump should be talking to Putin, if he wants to stabilize things militarily, and work out deals, he's got to get the Russians to pull out of expanding their force in Syria, to stop expanding in the Central America, which is really dangerous, and realize that we need similar deals with China that wants to actually surveil and stop our traffic in the South China Sea with these weaponized islands. So while he's talking to these characters, he needs to be a lot more Trumpian than he is right now, doesn't he? But hopefully,
happened is the multinationals certainly have Russia in their sights, and they want it down. And I think if Trump had been free, he could have prevented the building up into this what could be another world war.
Exactly. Yeah. Amazing show today. I appreciate it, Gary. We are going to be going live on our Digigram Blue on early next week. We're going to be broadcasting to more networks live. The player will be on NutriMedical.com. You want to listen only there at NutriMedical. They're our player. All our cool broadcasters like yourself, we have the player. Digigram Blue for bringing lots of guests and callers all over the world. It should be amazing. Thank you, Gary. You're going to be doing your show soon. If you have questions about any health issue, drop us an email, free starter protocol. And if you have purchased any product, you can get a call back after the show or on the weekend. Take care, take action, enjoy the holidays, love each other, and enjoy Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Folks, imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.